Chapter 7. Barbara lived a few streets over from Nan's in one of the single-family homes in the senior development. They boxed up some of the dog-shaped cookies and a few cupcakes and headed over on foot. Her house was a modest ranch with brick siding. The grass was neatly mowed, the trim freshly painted a bright white, the window boxes brimming with colorful flowers. As they approached, the door swung open and Barbara came running out. She skidded to a stop when she saw them in the walkway. "Prudence is missing." She wrung her hands, looking quite distressed. "Missing?" Ida asked. "What do you mean? Maybe she just trotted off to the neighbors."
"Trotted off? I don't let her just trot off."
Barbara frowned at Ida.
"She's kept indoors. She has her own bedroom and is taken out on the leash for potty. I'm sure someone has taken her on purpose. She's been stolen."
"Stolen?" Lexi flashed to the crime scene. "Did she have a blue leash?"
"Blue? No." Barbara looked close to tears. "She was wearing her pink hair ribbon, and I always coordinate, so her leash was pink, and it's still here. She just had a bath and brushing. I hope she isn't being mistreated. She is very sensitive."
"Now, slow down." Nance placed a comforting hand on Barbara's arm. "What time did you last see her?"
"Just this morning. I fed her special breakfast, but she gets a proprietary blend, including dog supplements with green-lipped mussels and antler velvet for her joints."
Barbara's eyes darted around the yard as if searching for the dog. Ida had wandered over to the shrubs and was looking behind them.
"Nothing back here."
"Do you think she could have gotten out somehow?" Nance asked.
Barbara was no spring chicken. Maybe she'd had a memory lapse and left the door open. Barb twisted around to look at the door.
"No, I'm very careful."
"Okay, let's go back over the events of the morning," Nan suggested.
Barb closed her eyes.
"I got up around 5 and took Prudence out to do her business, then made my usual poached egg. Then I prepared Prue's breakfast and served it in her crystal dish. Then I brushed her."
"And you were home all day?"
Nans looked skeptical. If Prudence hadn't gotten out by accident and Barb was home all day, how could someone have taken her?
"Oh, no, that's right. I had to pop out to the mall to get more ribbons for Prue's hair. I was running low."
Barb's eyes popped open wide.
"That's it. Someone took her while I was at the mall."
Helen glanced at the front door.
"Was there a break-in?"
"No, I don't think so. The front doors were closed, and Prue didn't come trotting out as usual. I looked everywhere, in the tub, out the back. I checked under all the beds. She likes to hide under there sometimes when she's naughty."
"Then how did someone get in?" Nance asked.
Barbara looked sheepish.
"Well, to tell you the truth, I never lock the front door. We have so little crime here."
Everyone nodded. Even though Brookridge Falls seemed to have more than the average number of murders, there were hardly ever any break-ins.
"But who would steal her?" Ruth asked.
Barb's eyes narrowed.
"Who? Huh, I'll tell you who. Edwina Southwick, that's who. She's desperate to win the dog show and knows Queenie can never beat Prudence because Queenie is too hyper to win the obedience contest. If it wasn't for that, Queenie would actually be tough competition for Prue. What better way to make sure she knocks out the competition than to eliminate it by stealing Prudence?"
"I guess that's a possibility."
Nance glanced around at the rest of them to see if they agreed. Ruth and Helen looked skeptical. Ida's attention was on the bakery box.
"Maybe we should think about this more over some cookies."
Ida held the box up.
"Cookies?" Barbara asked. We brought some samples that Lexi made at her bakery, therefore the dog show. Ida flipped the top up and took a dog bone-shaped cookie out. Aren't they cute? Barbara waved off the cookie, and Ida shrugged and bit into it herself. I don't have time for cookies. I need to get to the police and report Prudence's dog napping right away. Police? Nance looked interested. Lexi's husband is the homicide detective in town. We have an in with the police. Let us escort you, and we'll make sure they give this matter the attention it deserves.
Oh, thank you very much.
Barbara seemed truly grateful. Lexi hesitated. Jack liked to help the people in town, but he was a homicide detective. A missing dog wasn't exactly his purview. But Nance had that determined look on her face. She never missed an opportunity to visit the police station, where she might be able to glean information on a case she was working on. Lexi figured her grandmother was more interested in snooping around to see if she could find anything out about the robbery or the murder. As they headed toward Barbara's garage, where her black Jeep was parked, Ida turned to her. Are you sure Prudence was there this morning? I mean, someone entering your home in the daytime is unusual. But under the cover of darkness, it makes more sense. And I saw your car racing through the development at midnight the other night. Midnight? Don't be silly. I'm in bed way before then. And anyway, Prue was here this morning. Barbara seemed genuinely confused. I'm not the only one with a black Jeep. If you're worried about people lurking around the neighborhood at night, maybe you should worry about Millie Dixon. I saw her skulking around down the street near the entry to the senior center at 2 a.m. last week, and I'm sure she was lurking around my backyard the other night. 2 in the morning? What were you doing out then? Helen asked. Prudence had an upset stomach. She'd eaten a magnet, Barbara sighed. She's a good girl, but will eat almost anything. I'm trying to break her of it. Anyway, it was a lucky thing she passed it easily. Ida made a face. Yeah, lucky thing. Barbara frowned. Come to think of it, Millie might have been surveilling my place so she could steal Prudence. She has a dog in the show too, you know. Barbara leaned toward them and lowered her voice. And I hear she has money problems. Her dog, Winston, could have a shot at the big prize if Prudence was out of the running. Oh, dear. Well, it sounds like we have several suspects already. We'd better get to the police station and let Jack sort this out. I do hope that Prudence is okay. Are you okay to drive? Maybe we should take Ruth's car. Lexi cringed at the thought of taking Ruth's car. It wasn't that Ruth's antique Oldsmobile wasn't big enough for the six of them. It was. It was more that Ruth's driving skills weren't exactly up to snuff. So when Barbara said she would drive and Ida made a fuss about it being too crowded, Lexi volunteered to ride with Barbara. As she sat in the passenger seat, she didn't have time to worry about how many mailboxes Ruth hit or how many curbs she drove over. She was busy thinking about the missing dog and the murder that morning at Doggy Diva, and wondering if the two incidents were related.